Welcome to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is an audio compilation of my videos on YouTube. So you can find my YouTube channel over on YouTube if you type in the search bar at The Film Punch. Should find my channel from there. Not only can you get the video form of what I cover over here, but you can also get it earlier over there, so highly recommend going over there. Also, the podcast will be ending at episode 200, so all the content will be over there going forward. Again, go over there and subscribe. I would very much appreciate it. For this episode of the podcast, I will be covering my top 10 most anticipated movies of 2023. I will also throw in a few honorable mentions as well. But yeah, that's really all for this episode. Before I get into any of it, let's thank today's sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Audible, which, if you don't know, has a great selection of audiobooks, originals, and podcasts. And right now, if you go to www.audibletrial.com/popculturepodcast, you can get a free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, which lets you listen to a selection of audiobooks, originals, sleep tracks, meditation programs, and podcasts. Or you can get a free 30-day trial of Audible Premium Plus, which gives you all of that from Audible Plus, as well as one free title per month from an extended selection of bestsellers and new releases. And you own those, so that's awesome. So yeah, if you want to go get that 30-day free trial of Audible, that website is www.audibletrial.com/popculturepodcast. Now on with the show.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Alright, so 2023 is just around the corner, so I thought it was about time to share my top 10 most anticipated movies of 2023. Yeah, fairly soon I should have a top 10 favorite and least favorite of 2022 coming out, but there's still a few other releases I gotta get to before I can make that list. But yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that. As for this list today, there's gonna be some decisions on here, some choices that you're gonna question. You're gonna be like, really? You put that before this? Or really? This isn't even on the list? I know, people, this is just how I feel. This is what I'm excited for. And for a lot of people that make these types of lists, it's harder to get like your favorites or like your most anticipated first. But usually that's where I start. I know what I'm most excited for first, and then I gotta like figure out the other stuff after that. But yeah, so basically like 1 through 5 are like completely concrete. That's how I feel. These are like my most anticipated. And anything after that, it's like I had to kind of rework some of that. But for the most part, like 5 to 1 is just like exactly how I feel, I guess. Other ones could kind of change. But also another thing I want to say is that oftentimes when I do these anticipated lists, like a lot of the movies on the list don't even end up being my favorite movies of the year. Like I'd have to look back at my podcast for my most anticipated of 2022. I'm sure there's definitely some movies that are my favorites from 2022 that were on that anticipated list. But a lot of the times it's the movies that I wasn't expecting, the movies that I didn't really know about going into the year that I end up liking the most. But yeah, like Violent Night, I think, is one of them. You know, that spoiler alert for my top 10 favorites, but that'll be on the list for sure. You know, there's definitely a lot of movies that I wasn't expecting to like as much as I did that I wasn't anticipating. So yeah, just a couple things right off the bat before I get into the list. And then one last thing, I mean, if you couldn't guess already, it goes from 10 to 1. So 10 being, you know, I'm excited for it, but not my most anticipated. And then 1 being my most anticipated. But yeah, let's get right into it. Starting at number 10, I have Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, which will come to theaters on July 14th. I am a very big fan of the Mission Impossible franchise. I love the first one. Second and third, not the biggest fan, but literally everything else after that, I think, is perfect. And also with Tom Cruise doing his own stunts, you know, after seeing Top Gun Maverick. I mean, honestly, after seeing everything he's done, it's easy to be excited for something that he's doing just to see what crazy shit he does next. So I think more than anything, more than the story more than the characters. I'm just excited to see what Tom Cruise does in this Tom Cruise movie. But yeah, that being said, I do love Mission Impossible. It does have a really great cast, and they're bringing back a lot of the other people from the series as well. So it's one I'm very excited for. I will be there opening day for sure, and IMAX if possible. At number 9, this is one I was debating not even putting on the list. And this one being on the list actually took John Wick off the list. But yeah, I have Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny coming to theaters on June 30th, or at least I think it's going to be in theaters. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't put a movie like that on streaming. But yeah, I have some reservations with this. There's a lot of people freaking out online, like, oh my God, they're trying to like erase Indiana Jones. I don't think that's what they're going to do, but if it is, like, that's partially the reason why I'm worried for this. Another reason why I'm worried is because after Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, that movie wasn't very great. And then I kind of rewatched some of the other Indiana Jones movies, and like, I like Indiana Jones. I like Harrison Ford as that character, but are they like my favorite movies of all time? Not really. But I do have really fond memories of those movies growing up with my grandpa, who really is the person responsible for making me love movies the way I do. So for that reason, I had to put that at number 9. At number 8, this was a tough one for me because I very much liked the first movie. In fact, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's like my favorite of like this particular kind of franchise, but it's such a great film, and I'm very excited for the sequel, but at the same time, I'm wondering if they can capture the magic just the same as they did in the first one. And that's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, coming to theaters on June 2nd. At first, it was called Spider-Verse Part 1, but I don't know if they're changing the title of the next one, because it doesn't say Part 1 anywhere anymore. But I'm still very excited for this movie. I'm very much a webhead. Spider-Man is my favorite superhero from Marvel in general. Probably my favorite superhero just in general, not even just from Marvel. And you know, he's the one I grew up loving with the Tobey Maguire movies. And Peter Parker is the one I typically like as Spider-Man. But I also really liked Miles Morales' Spider-Man as well, especially in Into the Spider-Verse. So I'm very excited for it. But at the same time, I'm wondering if they can capture the same magic that the first one did. And also, you know, try to make it different enough to where it's still a good story and it's not like trying to do too much. Because it feels like they're just going really big with this one. They're going into the Spider-Verse, which is going to be cool, but like, I got to wonder, is it going to be too much? I don't know. But at the same time, I do have faith in the writers and directors, so I think this one will end up being good. It's just one of those things, like, we haven't really seen a whole lot of trailers or anything for it either, so it's just another one of those things that I kind of have to see a little bit more. But me being a Spider-Man fan, that's why it had to go before or in front of Mission Impossible and Indiana Jones. At number 7, I have Shazam! Fury of the Gods coming to theaters on March 17th. I very much like the first Shazam movie. Is it a perfect movie? No. I think it has issues balancing tones. At times it can be a very family-friendly, really funny movie, and then other times it can be straight-up horrifying. The villain of the first one, kind of meh, and the villain in here kind of looks kind of meh. But it's always those like family aspects that I really enjoy, especially in the first one. That's what I enjoyed there. It seems like we're going to get even more of that in this one, especially since everybody has powers now. So the family dynamic is something I really like in there, as well as just the comedy. And then Zachary Levi basically playing, you know, a teenager in a man's body. I don't know. There's a lot to like there. So I'm very excited for that one for sure. Just from the trailers alone, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Number 6, I have Blue Beetle coming to theaters, I think, on August 18th. I don't think that's going to be streaming, but I'm not completely sure. And some people might be like, right now, Blue Beetle, you're putting that before like Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and Shazam and all that. Yes, I am. For one reason. There's only one reason. I don't know shit about the character of Blue Beetle. It's because I am a diehard Cobra Kai and Karate Kid fan, and the lead actor playing Blue Beetle is Sholo Maridueña, who plays Miguel on Cobra Kai. So very excited to see him in his first really big movie role, and for it being a superhero DC role, I'm so hyped for this, just to see him in that movie. And here's to hoping that I can interview him before the movie comes out, or maybe after, or for the, you know, the press or whatever. If possible, I would love that. But yeah, Blue Beetle, very excited for it. Don't know much about it, but from the set photos too, like the practical suit that they're using looks really good as well. So lots to be excited about there for me. At number five, I have The Flash coming to theaters on June 23rd. This is a very controversial one, I know, but The Flash is a character I've loved since I saw The Flash show on the CW, and I pretty much watched that show from season one on. And it's from that point, it's a character that I've really loved and really wanted to see on the big screen. It's a shame that it's Ezra Miller that's going to be portraying the character. You know, I don't know how much marketing the movie is going to get, really. I don't know if they're planning to go forward with Ezra Miller as The Flash. A lot of things are up in the air right now, but I'm still excited for the movie. According to test screenings and like test audiences and all that, it's actually a good movie. So if it's good, I will be honest. I'm not gonna like trash it just because of Ezra Miller, but it's something that I'm not gonna ignore going into it as well. It's kind of one of those weird ones on the list where I'm very excited for it, but at the same time, I'm like kind of nervous to like it a little bit. But yeah, it still had to be on the list. It had to be in the top five because it's gonna be a very big movie, good or bad. So a lot of people are gonna have a lot of opinions on it. But yeah, at number four, oh Lord, this is the one people are gonna be like, "Are you fucking kidding me? You put this before like Indiana Jones, Mission Impossible, Shazam, Spider-Man, The Flash, all that shit. You're putting that before all of this?" And that is Cocaine Bear coming to theaters on February 24th. From the instant I heard about the premise of this movie, I was like, I gotta watch that. From the instant I saw the trailer for the movie, I was like, oh, I gotta fucking watch that, like, first day it's out. This is one of those movies, like Violent Night, where it might not be like the greatest movie of all time. It might be stupid, it might be silly, but it's gonna be one of those movies that I rewatch so many fucking times. I can see it already. I'm probably gonna watch it like 2 to 3 times in the theaters. I'm gonna love this movie, even if it's not good. I mean, maybe I'm like giving myself way too high expectations going into it, but hey, I'm excited as hell for it. I think anybody who saw the trailer is like, holy crap, that movie looks insane. And usually that type of reaction to a trailer is a sign that I want to see it. So yeah, there you go. At number three, I have Creed 3 coming to us on March 3rd, 333. Did not do that on purpose. It was at first, when I first made this list, it was in first place. But then I saw a couple trailers that made me kind of have to push it back a little bit. Still very excited for this movie. I've only seen the first Rocky and both the Creed movies. So before this movie comes out, I am planning on watching all the Rocky movies and all the Creed movies and reviewing them all for the channel. So yeah, very excited to do that and also just catch up with the character of Adonis Creed, and also see this. I forget the name of Jonathan Majors' character in there, but I'm excited to see him in there as well. When is that coming out again? March, and then I think Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out in February. So in February we're gonna see Jonathan Majors as Kang, and then in March we're gonna see him, you know, fight Killmonger. So that'll be cool. Also, Michael B. Jordan, if you didn't know, is directing the film, so that's a big reason why it is. It's as high up in the list, or as low in the list, I guess I should say, as it is, because anytime, like, I don't think this movie would have been at three. I think it would have been at like maybe five, six, or seven, if not for being directed by him, because that intrigues me more than anything. As far as I know, he's never directed anything, so I'm very excited to see his directorial debut. That's something from actors I'm always intrigued to see. Recently, with BJ Novak, he made Vengeance. He directed that and starred in it. Wrote and directed, I think. But yeah, that film was fantastic. One of my favorites of 2022 as well. Spoiler alert for that list. But yeah, usually when it comes to movies like that, I'm very intrigued to watch that. You know, like other examples, John Krasinski, you know, Channing Tatum, he did the movie Dog and also co-directed that, I believe. So it's always interesting to see directors, or not directors, but actors who are you're used to seeing as actors take a hand at directing and writing. So for that reason, it's at number three. But yeah, at number two, I have Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, another movie with Jonathan Majors, coming to us on February 17th. At first, I wasn't sure if I wanted to put Creed 3 at 2 or 3 and put Ant-Man at 3. You know what I mean. Vice versa. But I don't know. It's a Marvel movie. I'm a big Marvel fan. I've pretty much seen every Marvel movie in theaters since Avengers 2012. I've been watching the movies since I was like 8 or 9. So I'm a diehard Marvel fan, especially of the movies. So whenever there's a Marvel movie coming out, you'll know that it's going to be on my top 10 anticipated list of whatever year it's coming out in. You know, last year, Doctor Strange was on there. Thor was on there. You know, I think Wakanda Forever was most likely on there as well. But yeah, I mean, I had to put that on the list. Whether it be good or bad, I don't know. I still have some reservations about it. I don't know for sure if it's going to be good, but I have hopes for it. And also, it's the first appearance of Kang, so like, it has to be awesome. Also, mood lighting, Kang lighting. But yeah, before I get into my number one, which you probably already know what my number one pick is, I'm going to mention some honorable mentions. Not in any particular order here, but John Wick Chapter 4, March 24th, Evil Dead Rise, April 21st, Knock at the Cabin, February 3rd, we got Megan, January 6th, we got Scream 6, March 10th, Elemental, the new Disney animated movie, June 16th. We got The Marvels coming on July 28th, Ghostbusters Afterlife 2 on December 20th, and the Super Mario Bros. Movie on April 7th. I am looking forward to all of those movies, whether they be good or bad. They just didn't quite make the list. But yeah, my number one, I'm sure everybody already guessed what it is by now because I'm a Marvel shill. But it's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 coming to us on May 5th. I am so excited for this movie. Definitely my most anticipated. I have a feeling I'm going to love this movie. I don't think James Gunn is going to disappoint. In fact, that's why like Ant-Man isn't higher, because I have more faith in James Gunn's directing than, is it like Peyton Reed or whoever's directing Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania? Not that I don't have faith, but like the Guardians movies I've liked more than the Ant-Man movies. And this movie here looks like it's going to bring the emotion. It looks like one, maybe two, possibly even three Guardians members could possibly die. And I don't know if I'm ready for that, but at the same time, I'm ready for that. And it's also going to be like James Gunn's last Marvel project in who knows how long. So that could be like the final send-off for James Gunn in the MCU. Do I think he'll come back eventually? Probably. But for now, at least, he's going to be over in DC, basically being the Kevin Feige of that. So yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, definitely my most anticipated movie of 2023. But once again, I would love to see your list down below, your top 10 most anticipated movies of 2023. I'm sure there's a lot of similarities and a lot of dissimilarities. But yeah, either way, I'd love to see your list and see how it differs. I know there's some crazy picks on here, for sure. Cocaine Bear mainly being the craziest pick on my list for it being at number 4. But I mean, I couldn't lie about that one. I'm just too excited for it. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have for this video today. Thank you very much for watching. Leave a like on the video, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you all so much for listening. I very much appreciate it. Once again, I'm on YouTube at The Film Punch. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same handle. Usually at the end of the episode, I just kind of ramble on about whatever I want, but yeah, it's kind of sad that the podcast is getting closer and closer to ending, but at the same time, I'm kind of ready for it to end just so I can put more focus onto YouTube and then also Patreon, which is something that I'm trying to start soon, doing mainly reactions over there, but I also want to try to figure out what else to do over there. So if you have any suggestions, definitely hit me up on Instagram at The Film Punch once again, or if you want to hit me up on the more, it's not like a personal account, it's just basically the account I use when I'm not just like trying to promote my YouTube stuff. It's at The Film Sensei. So that's just kind of more of a, kind of just like my personal use, just whatever I want over there kind of account. So you can hit me up on either account there. Definitely between Facebook and Instagram. Instagram's the one I'm more active on. I am more active on the Film Punch handle, but if you want to hit me up at the Film Sensei one, then do that as well. But yeah, thank you all for listening. I will be back in the next episode with a few reviews, and I will see you in the next one.